Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 25, Johannesburg 24 en Rustenburg 31.
Op die paaie, stadig bewegende verkeer in Midrand op die N1 Noord op pad na Olifantsfonteinweg en daar is steeds hewige vertragings by die Bekloewisselaar vanaf Lynnbroe Park op pad na die N1 Noord.
In your sport, FIFA President Gianni Infantino congratulates Sundowns on their qualification for the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup and change on the horizon with Amazon close to bringing the NBA to its video streaming service.
Die aktiviste groep Women and Men Against Child Abuse vra dat mans en vroue met kinders moet ingryp indien hulle romantiese vriende hulle kinders mishandel. Dit volg op die hof se besluit om die 2-jarige Siobhan Roosh se ma 25 jaar lank tronk toe te stuur vir die kind se moord. Rochelle Botha se vriend Stefan van Niekerk is lewenslang gevonnis vir sy indeel of eerder vir sy aandeel hierin. Luke Lamprecht van die organisasie was nouliks by die saak betrokke en sê die 2-jarige se ma het haar kerk in dwellings, bo die welstand van haar kinders gestel.
The fact that the mother didn't get a life sentence is saying that when you don't do something, when you don't protect your children, it's not as bad as when you abuse them directly. Now the problem we have with that is that the one can't exist without the other.
Die minister van polisie, Bekkie Cele, het ook vandag doekies omgedraai tydens 'n gesprek oor geweld teen vroue en kinders in Mbombelani.
Never put your hand on a woman. The day you put your hand, we have been seized to be men. You have been seized to be a human being. You have joined the animal kingdom.
Hy het gepraat by 'n geleentheid waar mans aangemoedig is om standpunte in te neem teen die vorm van geweld. Die jongste statistiek van die polisie toon dat 11 vroue daagliks in die land vermoor word. Minstens 'n derde deur 'n huidige of voormalige vriend. Nog 'n groot storie vandag. Die staatsveiligheidsagentskap is in die spervuur nadat die SAIK se nuushoof Moshweshwe Monare aan 'n poligraaftoets wou onderwerp kort voor die verkiesing. Die toets is deel van die keuringsproses in sy aanstelling, maar hy sal sedert 2022 in die pos. Hy sê het nie geweet van die poligraaf nie.
Here's the truth, because I feel what the president was saying is not true. I submitted my forms. I subjected myself to the vetting process in 2022. But the process did not include a polygraph test.
Die presidentiese woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya sê intussen die agentskap is deur die SAIK genader.
President Ramaphosa or any part of his administration will never sanction acts of intimidation or harassment of journalists.
Dan na die buiteland is 97-jarige vrou in Oekraïne trek heelwat aandag. Sy 10 kilometer ver geloop om te vlug van Russiese aanvalle op haar dorp in die omgewing van Donetsk. En na die tyd is al wat sy gesê het, sy het baie ver geloop en sy is baie moeg. Meer op jackrandafm.com, klik op nuus. Gauteng, môre warmer in die noorde van die provinsie, Pretoria 8:25, Johannesburg 7:24, Mpumalanga en Limpopo, mooi weer en warm, Mbombela 16:27, Skukuza 15:32, Polokwane 11:27 en Messina 13:30, dan in Noordwes Rustenburg 10:31 en Mahikeng 11:28. Ek is Marlene Fouchia, our top story this hour. Anti-abuse organization Women and Men Against Child Abuse called on women and men living with partners who abuse their children to intervene.
This is 4 in a row. Every day from 6 p.m. on The Drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar. They were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over. Came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there. I'm